Welcome to the prompt by Kuro House, your daily AI update. Today, we're diving into some major moves in AI policy, partnerships, and the evolving impact of AI on society. Let's get right into it. First up, leading AI labs including OpenAI and Anthropic are taking a stand against biological threats powered by AI. According to Wired, these companies signed a letter urging lawmakers to enforce stricter screening of synthetic DNA sales to prevent misuse in creating bioweapons. This comes as AI models now can design dangerous toxins and pathogens, potentially sparking global pandemics if misused. The letter calls for companies selling synthetic DNA to vet customers and orders rigorously, while also pushing AI labs to implement their own safeguards. It's a proactive step to keep AI advancements from fueling biological risks. In regulatory news, former President Donald Trump has signed a revised AI executive order after initial hesitation. Wired reports the new order shortens the government's early access to advanced AI models from 90 to 30 days before public release. This voluntary framework aims to give officials time to assess potential vulnerabilities in AI systems like Anthropic's Claude Mythos and OpenAI's GPT 5.5. It also directs agencies like the Pentagon and Justice Department to bolster cybersecurity and pursue criminal cases related to AI-enabled hacks. This marks the first major AI regulation move of Trump's second term, balancing innovation with security concerns. On the topic of AI and content, the UK's Competition and Markets Authority has ruled that publishers can now opt out of Google's AI search features. The Verge explains this new rule requires Google to let website owners prevent their content from being used in AI-generated summaries and model training. Publishers also gain assurances that their content will be properly attributed with clear links in AI search results. This move aims to level the playing field, giving news organizations stronger negotiating power with Google and protecting premium content. Google is already rolling out tools for publishers to manage these settings in the UK, with plans for a global rollout. In business news, Stockholm-based startup Lovable has signed a multi-year deal with Google Cloud to quintuple its usage footprint, including AI services. TechCrunch reports this expanded partnership will give Lovable enhanced access to Anthropic's Claude and Google's Gemini AI models for coding and automation tasks. Lovable recently crossed $400 million in annual revenue and serves over half of Fortune 500 companies. The deal also integrates Lovable with Google's enterprise agent marketplace and security platform Wiz, streamlining enterprise procurement and code security. This collaboration strengthens Google's cloud and AI ecosystem while fueling Lovable's rapid growth. Finally, a thoughtful reflection on AI's promise and pitfalls from The Verge. The article highlights how AI assistants like Google's Gemini Spark excel at boosting productivity but risk reinforcing a culture obsessed with busyness. It questions whether AI's productivity gains truly address deeper societal issues, like economic inequality and overwork. While AI can automate tedious tasks, wages have not kept pace with productivity, and many face job insecurity and shrinking social safety nets. This perspective reminds us that AI's benefits must be paired with broader social policies to ensure a fair future. That wraps up today's top AI stories. As AI continues to reshape industries and society, staying informed and thoughtful about its impact is more important than ever. Thanks for listening to The Prompt by Kuro House. Catch you tomorrow for more AI insights.